that was Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility, and this is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out, and I'm here tonight with Naini Nakagawa, and we're going to be talking about a new dating website. It's called MatchMySpirit.com. Hello, Naini. How are you?
I'm very well, Bonnie, and I'm very excited to be on your show.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm excited to hear all about this fantastic site. What a great idea. I mean, how did this come about? Where'd the idea come from?
Well, I've been on a spiritual path myself for many years, for almost 20 years. And over the years, I've heard so many people repeatedly saying that it's really hard to find a spiritual partner.
Right.
So I said, you know what? It's time now. And after deep thinking and meditation and inspiration, this just came to us after a long meditation that we need to have a spiritual website where all spiritual souls can meet up and get to know each other. You know.
Fantastic. That is a great idea. It's hard enough to find someone out there that will suit you with all of the different things that we have to deal with, family backgrounds and races. And when you get into your denomination, your spiritual upbringing, that adds a whole other dimension, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why we said that, you know, matchmyspirit.com would be the first website, which is the first website to have all kinds of spiritual paths together under one umbrella.
Right.
You know, right from Amachi to Yogananda, Gurumai, and also all the mainstream religions, you know, with their denominations. So, yeah.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I love the whole idea. Now, where do you get all the ideas for adding the different denominations? I imagine that you're continually adding, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. For example, we were at this New Life Expo in New York this whole weekend. And maybe that's sounding a little tired, but we were at the expo and we met people. It was unbelievable. We met people from so many new denominations and new, spiritual paths. So I will be sitting up tomorrow and in fact, adding them to our website. It's a regular thing that we're continuously meeting people, listening to people, and adding their faiths to our website.
Right. What a fantastic idea. Now, as far as you know, how easy is the site to navigate? I mean, is it something that we can just go in and join and get right in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, that's the exciting part of the site, that it is a very, very simple site because we understand spiritual people are simple, and we wanted to keep it easy. It's a very easy site. You just register, and you're right in there, and then we have a bunch of questions which are all based on spiritual values of practical living, and then you just enter the site. If you don't want to answer all the questions, that option is also available. You know, it's not a necessity to answer all the questions, which I thought.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so then it's not. You don't have to be so nervous when you're in there answering
Absolutely.
All the questions. Wonderful. Now, is this a global website or is it just for the United States?
Well, as we know, Bonnie, spirituality is such a global concept. It's such a universal concept. And so, yes, it is a completely global website. We already have people signed in from all over the world and, from India, Africa, Europe, Australia, and, of course, all over America. So,
that's
yeah.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any success stories? Is there anything that you think your members wouldn't mind sharing? Don't name names or anything.
We've just started the site. It's been
okay.
Like a month and a half. But I can tell you one thing. There is a success story from the principals of the site. And that is my own love story and my own marriage to my husband.
Oh, fantastic. Well, do tell.
Well, I very much follow the principles that I have on the site. We, I meditated and did affirmations for 6 months at a stretch. I led a very spiritual life during those 6 months. And he was my friend, but we literally exactly after six months, we started feeling attracted to each other. But we still did not get into a relationship. We remained friends for another 2 years.
Wow.
And that is what we advocate in the website, you know, in our website, that don't jump into a relationship. Take your time. Be friends for a long time. And then start dating and then think about marriage. So I think that if you want a long-lasting, harmonious relationship, I think that's the only way, you know, to give it a lot of time before time's not, as they say.
Right, and I have to agree. It's so nice when you find someone who can be your best friend, someone who shares not only your religion, but your common interests and has the same vision for the future that you have.
Absolutely, and that is something that takes, as we all know, it takes maturity to understand that. We've all made mistakes when we are in, you know, our late teens and 20s, and, you know.
Oh, yes.
Of course, you know, the hormones play a big part over there. So as we grow mature, you know, older and wiser, we realize that timing is a very big factor in life.
It really is. It really is. And we're all so, we're in such a big hurry. We want everything. We want it right now. And I think that your path, your description is just so practical and so reasonable. And it's just very, very good advice. Now, what special paths do your website cover besides the mainstream religions? Is there any other way that people can come together?
Our website is literally the only, and I'm going to boldly say this, it's the only website on the internet that covers most special spiritual paths like Amachi, Brahma Kumaris, I mean, there's so many, I'm just going to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Paramhansa Yogananda, you know, SRF, Guru Mai, Sant Math, Ravi Shankar, you know, with the Art of Living course. So,
all right.
This is the only website where we get all of these together under one umbrella, and you know, we put them together along with the different religions and their denominations. So we did the research for a year before we came up with, you know, all of these faiths together. Under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful idea. You know, a lot of times I think people will meet each other at different events or through friends, and they discuss the most mundane things, the daily living, what do you do for a living, and how much money do you make, and do you have children, or where is your family from? And then it's almost like, do I tell him I'm a devotee of Amachi, or is he going to think that's weird? Because there are such diverse teachings out there. So it's wonderful to have this right up front so that you know right away that this person knows exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the key. We believe that the most important aspect, there are three important aspects of a good relationship. And the most important aspect is spirituality, number one, because sooner or later it's going to come out.
Sure.
And then it is things like common goals, common interests, things that you like to do together. And then the physical. Unfortunately, most people first get into physical, then
right.
they start, you know, discovering common goals. And by that time, they realize that their spirituality is concerned, they have nothing in common. And then, unfortunately, you know, they're heartbroken. And we've seen this so many times.
Then it all falls apart.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's what happens.
I think that's a very smart way to go about it. Very smart. Mm-hmm. Now, how much does it cost to register with MatchMySpirit.com?
Well, MatchMeister.com is absolutely free.
Believe Yay!
That golden word, right?
That's right.
You know, we were at the expo today and we were giving the cards out of MatchMeister. And they're like, oh my God, it's free! Oh my God, it's free!
Yeah. Well, like, how much do they charge for those other sites? Do you know? You must know.
The other sites charge, like, from what I know, $39.99 every 2 months, or, you know, a year they charge like $189 or $200, something to that effect. But we've kept the site free. We want our users to feel comfortable with the site. And then later on, we'll ask for donations, because, yes, you know, it is very expensive to maintain a site like that.
Right.
We have some people giving donations, and then whatever one can give. But the site is absolutely free to join. Yeah,
I think that's fantastic. What a great gift that is to the world. And just besides that, I'm looking at your website right now, and I would love to share something with our listeners tonight. Mm-hmm. This is from the website. It says, "We do want you to know that we at MatchMeister.com are deeply praying for you and sending you loving vibrations. We pray you're guided by a higher force in your search for a spiritual partner. We pray in the process you become a better person and go deeper in your spiritual life. It is believed in many faiths that the closer one comes to God and better ourselves, then the more chances we have to magnetize a person with the same vibration." I love that. That makes such perfect sense.
Yeah. Bonnie, it's amazing.
You know,
from the whole website, you picked up the lines that literally bring the spirit of Match My Spirit.
That's how I see it as well, yes.
I just love it that you literally picked that up, that really was something that came straight from our hearts, you know, and we do this. I do this morning and evening after my meditations. I hope this doesn't sound, what is that American word, corny? You know?
Corny, yes, that's the American word. But I'll tell you what, more and more now, with this fifth dimension energy that's been coming into the planet lately, everyone is feeling such a need to be connected. The vibrations are raising across the board, and everyone wants to feel what your website is putting out into the universe. I think the time is right. Nothing happens on accident. There's no coincidence. This is something that the world needs right now.
Yeah. And we literally pray morning and evening. Each person who signs up, I literally go through the list myself, and we pray for each one of them, that God guide them to the right person who's right for their spiritual growth. Because
that's incredible, Naini. I got goosebumps. That's incredible. And we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back with Naini and more about MatchMySpirit.com. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. MatchMySpirit.com is a unique spiritual dating website that covers most religions, denominations, and spiritual paths. This website is a labor of love, founded by people who lead a spiritual and cosmopolitan lifestyle themselves, and who recognize the need for a spiritually based dating website. After years of meditation, inner guidance, spiritual research, discussions with spiritual groups and spiritual communities, spiritual therapists, healers, and psychologists, MatchMySpirit.com was born. MatchMySpirit.com is the only website covering all major religions and spiritual paths. If you're tired of wasting time and energy looking for your spiritual match, check out this website, MatchMySpirit.com. Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics, as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. Next week, October 24th, my guest will be Frank St. James, the famed psychic. He's going to come on with me, and our theme is going to be Halloween. Frank was once a private detective, and he has been on several of the TV shows, The Psychic Detectives, and recently on The Psychic Investigators on the Bio Channel. He's a psychic medium, and he works with the other side, and he also helps the police to solve crimes. This will be a call-in show, and I can't stress that enough because Frank is fabulous at answering instant questions. So have your first name and birthday ready, along with your focus question. We're going to be talking about the history of ghosts, goblins, and dressing in costume. Halloween is when you can see your soulmate by using a candle and a mirror. This process will be explained on the air. So tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. on Let's Find Out, bbsradio.com, and let's find out about who your soulmate is on Halloween.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
The hardest thing I've ever done is keep believing there's someone in this crazy world for me. The way that people come and go through temporary lives, my chance could come and I might never know. I used to say no promises, let's keep it simple. The freedom only helps you say goodbye. It took a while for me to learn that nothing comes for free. The price I've paid is high enough for me.
That was Karen Carpenter, the incomparable voice of Karen Carpenter with I Need to Be in Love. I thought it was so apropos for tonight's show. And this is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. And I'm here tonight with the founder of MatchMySpirit.com, Ms. Naini Nakagawa. How are you tonight, Naini?
I'm very good, Bonnie, and very excited to be here with you and your listeners.
Good, good. We're having so much fun. I love the concept that you pray for every one of your members individually. And I imagine that you must come up with some spiritual insight through your meditations of who should be matched with who. Do you ever get any of those inspirations?
You know what I do, Bonnie? I do something very interesting. I meditate on for each and every person, that God guide them to the right person who's good for them. I mean, that's the best thing. You know, as we all know, in every religion, every faith, surrendering is the ultimate
that's right.
gift, right? So I just surrender everything to God and I say, these are your children, each one of them, and it's a good idea if you take care of them. And I'm just here asking on their behalf. So
very nice. That's fantastic. Now, is the questionnaire any different for your website than the usual matching websites? What makes it different?
First of all, the biggest thing is that it is a labor of love. You know, it's literally something that's come from our heart. It's not a money-making business like most websites are, and that's fine. You know, they do their thing. But mm-hmm. this is something that literally is a labor of love. We felt inspired to do this as a purpose of helping the spiritual community all over the world. And that's how Match My Spirit was born. It was literally after a long and deep meditation, it just came to me that this is something I need to do, unite all the different spiritual paths together under one roof.
Oh, that's very evident, yes, and you are right. The timing couldn't be better. This is a very tumultuous time. People need to feel more settled and more deeply committed. So your website really is a godsend. I think that the timing is just right.
Right.
Now, I was wondering, I saw on your website that you have a list of safety tips about meeting people.
Yes.
Would you like to go over some of those? What do you suggest to people?
A lot of it is you know, common sense things. But now, as you know, that things are, you know, with the electronics the way they are these days,
mm-hmm.
it's a good idea. Like, I know about somebody. This is from another matchmaking website. Somebody told me they went for a date. And then they were sitting together, and the person across had a pen, and that person recorded all their conversation together. There was a camera in the pen.
Oh, no.
That kind of stuff happens.
Oh,
so,
sure. Wow.
I mean, this is technology, you know. It's a double-edged sword. So we always say some very simple things, you know, don't let the person come and drop you at home. Meet the person in a, you know, in a well-populated area. Take a taxi there. When you're done, take a taxi back home. Or if you have a friend, you can say, my friend is on her way and, you know, we're going to go home together. Never leave your wallet, even if you go to the restroom. Never, you know, have a drink if it's not made in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Never do drugs. You know, those very common sense things. Be extremely alert and meet the person and be friends with the person for a long time. I'll say, you know, before you even start dating or even start having a physical relationship, I'd say wait for a good 8 months, 9 months. Just be friends and make it very clear. In fact, I was telling someone today, I said the best thing is to connect with people on the website, a good 3-4 people at one time, and just be very clear with them, set your rules and say, I want to only be friends for like a good 8 months, 9 months. That's all. I want only pure friendship, and then we will see if the relationship has to move to the next step. And if
that's
the other person
very
doesn't
good
agree,
advice.
Leave that person, move to somebody else. No big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's very good advice.
Spirituality doesn't mean that we don't have to be strong and we don't have to set our, you know, our boundaries. Setting boundaries is an art, and I think that should be developed for spiritual people or for any person. You know.
You're absolutely right, yes. And your tips are very, you're right, they're very common sense. But a lot of times we get excited and we can't wait to just expose ourselves to our true love, but you have to be careful. In this day and age, you just do. Those are great safety tips. I want to encourage everyone to go to matchmyspirit.com, take a look at the website, and make a donation. Consider it a tithe. Consider it your way of helping out with this incredible undertaking NINI has begun, because I know this resonates with you. It resonates with me, and if you feel it in your spirit that you want to contribute, you go over to matchmyspirit.com and take a look. The other website you want to look at is blossomspring.com, and that's how you find out more about me and what I do. And we're going to take another short break.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than a million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
Infuse by Blossom Spring is a safe, all-natural herbal formula that provides an infusion of youthful hormone production. Created to support female health, this formula has been shown to balance hormones, and in just a few months, you will notice firmer breasts, increased lubrication, and a heightened level of desire. Say goodbye to PMS and menopause symptoms, girls. The herbs in Infuse have been used for centuries by many cultures around the world for balancing hormones, regulating menses, relieving menopause symptoms, and promoting breast health. Increased libido and sexual function are the result of this healthy balance of nutrients. Just one capsule in the morning and one in the evening can reset your body's own natural rhythm. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All Blossom Spring ingredients are listed on the FDA's generally regarded as safe list. Visit blossomspring.com for more information.
Ascension. Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out Metaphysical Corner. The book for the week is the New York Times bestseller, The Path to Love, Spiritual Strategies for Healing by Dr. Deepak Chopra. The Path to Love is a remarkable fusion of Eastern wisdom and Western practicality, of ancient knowledge and cutting-edge research, a convergence that has become the trademark of Dr. Chopra's internationally acclaimed work. Lyrical, inspiring, and a very practical book, this book gives you new strategies for clearing away obstacles to your love life, for restoring the boundless soul of love, and for finding romance that will last for a long time. Love can renew. Love can make us safe. Love can inspire us to be our best, and love can bring us closer to God. The chapters in the book are very interesting. Reviving the love story, the path, the spirit of romance, how to surrender, is attachment really love, why we need passion, ecstasy, and in conclusion, you are loved. This is a book worth adding to your library. So let's find out. Go and get it for your bookshelf.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the seas. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel sane, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I call out your name.
Hi, welcome back to Let's Find Out. That was Count D with Love is in the Air, and this is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out, and I'm here today with Nini, the founder of MatchMySpirit.com. Hi, Nini, welcome back.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. How do you like the music? Isn't that fun?
I love the music.
Oh, great, great. You know, something occurred to me while we were on break, and I was wondering, do you have on your website mm-hmm. any room for those of us who have been divorced, who are widowed, maybe do you have gay and lesbian dating? How does it work on your site?
Bonnie, our website, again, I'm going to very boldly say this, is the only spiritual website for gay, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender, and questionable. It's the only spiritual website. I'm from New York, and my main business is I'm in the clothing and the fashion business. And Match My Spirit is, of course, something that we are doing as a service, something to give back. But my main business is a clothing business. And, of course, in the fashion business, I have many, many friends who are you know, from the gay community.
Right, right. Very diverse community.
Right. So throughout the years, I've heard them say the same thing, that why isn't there a spiritual website for gay singles? So this is, of course, the website that that they can go on now, and it is for anybody who's divorced. Like, I had a lady who came in today, and she said she was, like, I think 65 or something. She said, is it for anyone who's older than 50? I said, of course!
Love it!
It was so cute.
That's wonderful. Yes, yeah. And I didn't even think to ask that. But so then I guess you do have those who are divorced and widowed as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone, it's matched my spirit. And we know
spirit
means we're all one. So it's
very
really
good
for everyone. But everyone with a spiritual, feeling to them. They don't have to follow any path. They don't have to necessarily, be from any religion. But at least a spiritual flavor to their life, you know.
Sure, sure. Okay, so then we're talking about synchronicity. We're talking about just finding a match that has that strikes a balance, right?
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Someone
who's looking for someone spiritual.
Right. Fantastic. That is so important. And I know that's not available anywhere else on the web. This is really something that was needed right now. Kudos, Naini. This is a great idea. And I know a lot of people are a little bit nervous about putting their information into any questionnaire on any website. I come across that on my own. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to make sure that their information is safe and confidential. Now, how do you handle that with matchmyspirit.com?
We are very, very particular about safety and about privacy, and we have a whole privacy policy, which anyone who goes on the website, they can check it out. The information that you put in is just on our website, and we're extremely careful. We're extremely careful about something new that has happened to many people on other websites is these scams, you know, where people just get on these websites and send, you know, emails. So we have a very good system of right there monitoring if email or a message is a scam, and then right away we remove those people. We're very strict about that so that it keeps the authenticity of the website together.
Right, right. Now, as far as getting in touch with someone on your site, let's say I'm trying to make a match, I find someone, what do I see? What can I expect to see about my potential Mr. Right? What will be listed?
That's a good question, Bonnie. The questionnaires that we have, they give you the full information of where the person is from, what kind of profession, and what kind of things a person likes. We have some very different things, like, in hobbies. Nobody has listed something like, do you like to browse bookstores?
Ooh.
You know, it's something that we women love to do, right?
Yes.
Like my husband and I, we love it. We love bookstores. So, so we said, we need to put that. No other website has it. So it has all these unique, hobbies that people don't usually think of. We think outside the box, and we've put these. So you'll see what the person likes, what kind of spiritual affiliation. And then we have a questionnaire based on spiritual principles. Things like, would you like your child to go to Sunday school? You know, these are practical things that come up in a relationship, in a marriage or a relationship. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So we have that, you know, those kind of things as well. So I encourage the user to go on the website, navigate. If they have any questions, they can always, of course, email us. And
well, yeah, it's free. You're not risking anything. Now, when I go on, will I see the person's first name only? Do I get to see how old the person is? What kind of personal information is there?
You'll see the person's first name and whatever information they've put in there. We do encourage one thing is don't give out your email address.
Oh, good.
It's best to just go through the website and use our messaging system. When a message comes to you, like Facebook, you know, it comes to your email. So that's pretty cool, you know.
And, yes. Very good. All right, Naini, we're going to take one more short break and we'll be right back. MatchMySpirit.com is a unique spiritual dating website that covers most religions, denominations, and spiritual paths. This website is a labor of love, founded by people who lead a spiritual and cosmopolitan lifestyle themselves, and who recognize the need for a spiritually based dating website. After years of meditation, inner guidance, spiritual research, discussions with spiritual groups and spiritual communities, spiritual therapists, healers, and psychologists, MatchMySpirit.com was born. MatchMySpirit.com is the only website covering all major religions and spiritual paths. If you're tired of wasting time and energy looking for your spiritual match, check out this website, MatchMySpirit.com. Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th Annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. Next week, October 24th, my guest will be Frank St. James, the famed psychic. He's going to come on with me, and our theme is going to be Halloween. Frank was once a private detective, and he has been on several of the TV shows, The Psychic Detectives, and recently on The Psychic Investigators on the Bio Channel. He's a psychic medium, and he works with the other side, and he also helps the police to solve crimes. This will be a call-in show, and I can't stress that enough because Frank is fabulous at answering instant questions. So have your first name and birthday ready along with your focus question. We're going to be talking about the history of ghosts, goblins, and dressing in costume. Halloween is when you can see your soulmate by using a candle and a mirror. This process will be explained on the air. So tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. on Let's Find Out, bbsradio.com. And let's find out about who your soulmate is on Halloween.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. That was Bonnie Raitt with True Love is Hard to Find, one of my all-time favorites. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out, and I'm back tonight with Naini Nakaga, and we're talking about her wonderful website, matchmyspirit.com. Hi, Naini. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, we've been having a lot of fun talking about the different aspects of your dating website. Now, I think we should try and talk about how to get into the right mind. I think that it's important to take this a little bit serious. We're talking about looking for a soulmate, right?
Right.
So someone is seriously looking for someone they want to spend the rest of their lives with. They need to get themselves into the right mind. And I notice on your website that you've got an affirmation page. That's unique. Tell us a little bit about the idea behind that.
Okay. Now, this I'm going to tell you with my own personal experience with how I found my soulmate using affirmations. Affirmations have a lot of power. I mean, every faith has it, every religion has it, right from the beginning of time. Affirmations create special vibrations around you. And the best thing is take 6 months to a year, if you can do it for a year, even better. Do deep meditations or follow your spiritual path, whatever you do, and keep saying the affirmation at least 10 to 12 times a day, you know, after your prayers or after your meditations. And deeply surrender your desire to, you know, to God or to the universe or whatever you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on your spiritual life. Our point, what we try to tell our clients is, focus on your spiritual life. Ask the God, ask the universe to guide you, and then just follow your intuition. Most people, they like to, like I met this lady, I just met her today, in fact, at the show, and she was probably in her late 40s, and she comes up to me and she says, oh, you have to match my spirit. She said, but I want a person, and you know, check this out, Bonnie, I want a person who can buy me first class tickets and diamonds, and that's what I want in a man. Like, oh my God, get real.
Very deep.
And I just listened to her, you know, because sometimes people just want to talk. I said, how long have you had this desire? And you know, she said, for 5 years I have been wanting this. And I'm like, I just couldn't believe it, you know, that someone like you're 20-year-old talk, that's fine. But this lady was probably in her late 40s, early 50s. So I was like, I said, you know, I first tried to rationalize it. I said, that's not important. I said, the main thing is you need someone who loves you and who you can love back. But she, of course, kept arguing. So then I told her, I said, use your intelligence and think. For 5 years, you wanted this. And for 5 years, you've been miserable wanting first-class tickets and diamonds. Isn't that pathetic?
I mean,
what is going to be first class anyway? A better bathroom? I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous.
I love it. You're absolutely right. What a riot.
So I told her, I said, maybe now it's the definition of insanity, as Einstein said, was repeatedly doing the same thing, expecting a different result, right?
Oh, yes.
So I told her, change what you're doing and maybe just take this desire, find yourself this desire, and give it to God and say, you know what, God, I have this desire. I don't know if it's right or wrong. You deal with it and you tell me what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much she got of that, but I said, I need to be a little stronger and give her a little perspective over here.
Right.
So
right.
This is what we tell our clients, that, listen, don't try to twist the arm of destiny or of the universe to give you what you want, because what you want may or may not be right for you. You know,
so spend time in prayer looking for that answer to what is right for you. And you also have, and I love this, you have a prayer room on your website. I can type in a prayer request, and it will remain on your site for 3 months. And you'll pray the prayer for me for 3 months.
Yes.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Now, do you get a lot of feedback from that?
Yes, we've had some people asking for prayers, and some people, you know, I meet verbally, they'll ask for prayers. Or, yeah, we've got a good feedback for that, and we actually sit, we go through the list, and we pray for that person, and it's there for 3 months.
And it's confidential. Now, you go there and you look, you're not going to see anything but a blank box for you to put in your own prayer. There, you're not able to see everyone else's prayers.
No.
Only Nini and her staff can see your prayers.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is programmed. You just leave it blank, and then you put in your prayer. You can also ask prayers for your family or for your loved ones, you know. So
I love it. Yeah. Fantastic. Nini, it was a great pleasure having you on tonight. And I'm going to remind everyone again, you want to go to matchmyspirit.com. If this sounds good to you, go in there, make a donation, go in there prayerfully looking for your soulmate. And if there's anything that you'd like to add, Naini, go right ahead.
All I'll say is that follow your spiritual path, ask for guidance, surrender your desire, and we are here to pray for you. We are here to guide you in whatever way we can. And we love you, our users. Please come in and please join us.
So, oh, fantastic. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Naini. Thank you very much. Everyone, I want you to be prepared. We're going to now go into the calm scene meditation to end our show. Good night, Naini.
Thank you. Good night.
Please join me in this calm scene meditation. Place your feet flat on the floor. Put your hands in your laps and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. We're going to take a nice deep breath in and release it. Another nice deep breath in and blow it out. One last time in and release it. You're walking through a beautiful green meadow. See the butterflies flitting around, making their little circles in the air. There is a serene lake in the distance. Near the edges of the lake, you see a full, mature, weeping willow tree. As you make your way over to the tree, take notice of the spring breeze. Smell the air. See the birds flying in the sky. Take notice of the swans gliding across the glassy surface of the lake. And as you make your way to the tree, find yourself a nice nook in the roots that's just right for you to have a seat. Get comfortable and focus on the scene around you and breathe deeply. Allow this peacefulness to fill your soul. To your left, there's a forest. You notice a robed figure coming out of the forest, and he's walking toward you. This is your guide. Your guide is smiling, laughing even, letting you know that everything is just fine. All the worries of the day can melt away now because this is your time. Allow yourself to fully absorb the joy that you perceive coming from this being. Any concerns that you have, just give them to your guide. Notice the complete sensation of calm and peace that you feel in this incredible scene. Guide is telling you that you have everything you need. You are complete. You are perfect. And all of your desires will be met. You are loved. You are protected. Anything that goes against these truths will be removed from your spirit. When removed from your spirit, it will be removed from your life. You have the power. You have the wisdom. you can create your own life. Accept the reality of that right now. Let that soak into your consciousness. When all fear is removed, all that's left is joy. Feel the immense outpouring of love from your guide as the beautiful robed figure returns to the forest. As you return to the room, bring this calm, this peace, back with you, and know that you can return to this, your calm scene, anytime you like. Now take a nice deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly and gently return yourself to the room. But don't let that smile leave your face. That is yours.